Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3659. The BFO for Sunday, the 13th of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to choose the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO, Big Fatty. You're enjoying the superb owl. Y'all, as I'm recording this right now, it's 13-10 with the Rams leading. Y'all, I just wanted to talk a little bit about commercials that I've seen so far. Y'all, I like the one with the E-Trade baby, because you know that used to be the baby that would sit there and spit up and say, oh, bleh. You know, yes, I know how to do stop trading. I thought that was cute. Y'all, the BMW electric car, ugly. Ugly. y'all, my favorite one so far has been the QR code commercial, because it just bounced around and didn't really say anything. But y'all, it I guarantee it got a lot of people to take a picture of that thing as it went along, and so they get an excellent score for audience participation. Y'all, the Fire Doritos was a good commercial, especially the sloth. Big Fatty, y'all didn't really, the electric Silverado, eh, the bowling with Peyton Manning, eh, y'all, I did like the Rocket Mortgage Barbie house. I thought that was just as cute and clever as it could be. And y'all, the Disney goats, I thought the Disney goats were also pretty good, but anyway, y'all, it's. I hope you're enjoying the superb owl, and you know, it's. We've got halftime coming up, I'll update one more time before the halftime. Well, y'all, they've had that interception. That interception in the end zone, and it looks like the first half will end 13-10 with Los Angeles winning.
Desk. Y'all, we've just received a word that the number one fans of the BFO for 2021 cannot join us today.
favorite part of the entire number one fan ceremony, the cavalcade of former winners. It's BFO royalty is what it is. Well, you're right. Let's just say that y'all, they come in. All of our former winners come in reverse order. Y'all are there from 2009. Y'all, there's the number one fan. That's that Bill in St. Louis. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then there's Space Ace from the Australia. Big Fatty, I think he unsubscribed. Well, I wouldn't blame him. And y'all, then the number three fan is Miss Beva. Big Fatty, we love them all. And y'all, then there it is, 2010. Y'all, it's that Moose P. Big Betty, we love Moose P. It's true. And there's number two, Big Betty. How appropriate. Y'all, it's Gavin. Big Betty, we love. What, Big Betty, what's Miss Beaver doing? Oh, she's running back because she was the number three fan the next year also. Oh, Big Betty, and she's a double whammy, I guess. Y'all, 2011. There's Joe in Dallas. Big Betty, we love Joe in Dallas. And y'all, there's that Casey in Denver. Yes, Big Betty, he does that enormous little show. It's true. And y'all, then the better half of Digga, y'all, it's that Terry in the Chicago's. Big Betty, he recently had a birthday. He did. Y'all, 2012, there's Gavin again. Big Betty, y'all, then the number two fan was Yaz Mamadou. Yes, Big Betty, Yaz, Big Betty. And y'all, then the gay cowboy in New Hampshire. Big Betty, I don't think he listens anymore either. Well, who knows? Y'all, then, y'all, it's everybody, 2013, it's everybody's favorite pool boy. Y'all, it's the Glavitas. Big Betty, we love the Glavitas. And y'all, number two fan that year was Drusilla Blomey. Big Betty, he's up there where he gets an enema, yes. And then y'all, everybody's favorite battler. Y'all, it's Scotty. Scotty, the little Aussie battler. Big Betty, we love Scotty. y'all, then, look, we're at 2014. Y'all, this is the first number one fan who was Mexican. Y'all, it was that crazy Mexican had him. Big Betty, we love had him. Y'all, it's one of those quiet ones. One of those quiet ones is number two. Y'all, that was Kingsley. Big Betty, we love Kingsley. And y'all, then the patron saint of the BFO, number three, Tim Kumo. Big Betty, we blame him for all of this. It's true. 2015, y'all, there's Trucker Alex. Toot, toot. Big Betty, I did the arm motion. I got nothing. Y'all, then, y'all, one of the stalwarts of Pride 48, y'all, is that Gary in Albuquerque or Phoenix or Rainbow Vista or wherever the hell he is. Big Betty, he gets around. He does. And y'all, and then number three in 2015 was that Ed Candelabra. Big Betty, you know, he does that gift shop thing. He does. Y'all, up there in 2016, y'all, look, there's Brian in Danbury. Yes, Big Betty, he's got the flop phone on his arm. Well, how appropriate. And y'all, there's Gavin again. Big Fatty, he's that's the third time Gavin won a prize. He was number two twice and number one once. And y'all, and then the number three fan of that year, y'all, it's that Christina Hill. Big Fatty, we love Christina. It's true. Y'all, then, oh, look, it's 2017 now. Big Fatty, yes, y'all, there's my youngest daughter, the number one fan, Nessa. Big Fatty, we love Nessa. It's true. Y'all, then, there's that Mac and Flo Rida. Big Fatty, you know, he was going to come to the Pride 48, and it got canceled is what it got because of the Omicron. And y'all, then, the Hooded Bishop himself, Gay Country West. Big Fatty, we all love a Hooded Bishop. It's true. And Big Betty, are you having a spell or something? I don't know what's going on. No, y'all, y'all, it's It's 2018, and y'all there's another quiet one right there. Another quiet one, y'all. It's Mr. Mike Big Fatty. He's up there in northern Mexico. It's true, he is. And y'all, then Chris is right there with him as the number two fan. And then y'all, by the way, going to see Chris in June and September and July for the inappropriate swimming hole parties and the hot dog down the hallway, Big Fatty, y'all. And then the number three fan back in 2018, y'all, he's up there near Woodhaven, y'all. Is that Patrick Plain, Big Fatty? Y'all, then 2019, you know, that's when I was going to give up the little show. Big Fatty, we're still so disappointed that you didn't. Terminally single Tim. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, look, he's there with the babies on. I think everybody's enjoying watching that. Well, y'all, especially the number two fan, that's that Kathy Marshall in the San Francisco. You know, she and Peter G doing the So-So Question contest this month. And y'all, then there's the number three fan. Y'all, it is none other than Aunt. Big Fatty, you got to see Aunt this year. I did, out there in the Palm Springs. And y'all, then a first, another first. Y'all, in 2020, it was Bill in St. Louis. He became the first number one fan repeat. Big Fatty, it couldn't have happened to a better person. And y'all, then it was my Northeast straight Jenny, Dan, Big Fatty, you know, he sent you that message that says, please enter me, yes, he did, and I said, I'm happy to enter you, just tell me where. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. And y'all, then the number three fan that year, y'all, the Ed McMahon of the Tim Kumal Show, y'all, it's Francie. Big Fatty, we love Francie. And y'all, y'all, I'm not sure what has happened to our number one fans for 2021. Y'all, like I said earlier, I tried to get in touch with them, but y'all, I don't know if there's a problem, but y'all, if you see Fake Orgasm or the British Invasion over there in the UK, tell them that we're sorry they couldn't be with us today. And y'all, then there's Blind Guy Jay as the number two fan. Y'all, you know, last year the number three fan was, y'all, it was controversy. Everybody says it's rigged. Yes, Big Fatty, I've been working on the rigging all day long. It looks nice, doesn't it? It does. Y'all, I thought it was Mr. Cackle, Baron Frosty, but y'all, it was it was Vader. It was Vader. Big Fatty, there he is. Oh, look, Big Fatty, he's giving you the finger. Oh, Big Fatty, look, Blind Guy Jay is making his way up to the micro hoist. Big Fatty, is somebody going to help him? No, he doesn't need help. There he is. Oh, look, he's doing a sound check now. Big Fatty, I don't know what else to say. Well, why don't you shut up and listen to him? Okay.
Hey folks, this is Blind Guy Jay, and I am just calling to give my step down speech. It has been an amazing year of being the number two fan of Big Fatty this last year. And, you know, while the roles and responsibilities were not that much, I feel like I've done an excellent job of just hanging out and basking in the glory of being the number two fan. I wanted to say farewell for this year and good luck to all those who have entered. And it's going to be an exciting year with a number one fan to be picked. So thank you all and good luck. I have enjoyed my time and hoping for a new list of winners this year. So thanks and love to all. Catch you later. Bye-bye.
yes, it is. It is time for us to choose the number one, number two, and number three fan of the BFO. And y'all, as is with tradition, I will have Poodle reach into the colostomy bag. Big Fatty, I've got it right here. Can you hear it? It's the colostomy bag. And she will pull out the number one fan, so everyone has a chance to be the number one fan. And then she'll pull out the number two fan. And then she'll pull out the number three fan. Yes, Big Fatty. And then we will announce the winners in reverse order. It's true. And that gives everybody a chance to be the number one fan. Big Fatty, I can't believe the time is here. Let's get to it. Big Fatty, I am now reaching my hand into the colostomy bag, and I have selected the number one fan of the BFO, and now I am selecting the number two, true fan of the BFO, and now I'm selecting the number three fan of the BFO. Big Fatty, this is so exciting! Yes!
The number three fan of the BFO for 2022 is...
Big Fatty, you can't get it open. I can't. It is Phyllis Lindstrom! Big Fatty, we love Phyllis Lindstrom! It's true! Congratulations, Phyllis!
The number two fan of the BFO for 2022 is...
Blonde Guy J. Big Fatty, he did it again! He's number two, twice!
And you know, Jay, as you did this year, if anything happens to the number one fan, it will be up to you to fill in for the number one fan, like you did this year, for the step-down speech. Big Fatty, it's a big honor. The number one fan of the BFO for 2022 is...
The Faye Driver. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Another Mexican this year. It's true. Well, congratulations to Phyllis Lindstrom, Blonde Guy Jay, and the Faye Driver for these absolutely unbelievable honor that you have been granted for the year 2022. Big Fatty, does that mean the Faye Driver will give you, he's responsible for taking care of Ruby Red during the year? I believe that is one of the duties. Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you will send your congratulations to Phyllis Lindstrom and Blonde Guy Jay and the Faye Driver. And y'all, I say it every year, but I mean it. You're all number one fans to Big Fatty. Y'all, I couldn't do this without you. Wouldn't do this without you. So thanks for being there for Big Fatty. And Big Fatty, they're there for me too, I guess so. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was from episode one of the BFO. And Archer, how have things remained the same?
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Big Fatty, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.